Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the president of the University of Nevada in Reno, Paulinos, has the report.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Milton Glick about how the university can help with economic diversification and getting Nevada out of this economic morass.
And on our Power Pundit panel today, Robin Reedy, Verita Black-Frothro, and Martha Gould. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're very pleased to welcome back to the program President Milton Glick of the University of Nevada in Reno. And yesterday you delivered your State of the University speech, and there was no good news.
Good to be back, Sam. There was good news. The good news was about all the good things the university is doing. The highest graduation rate in our history, the highest freshman retention, half of the funded research in the state, the largest class in our history, the fact that we have increased the number of graduates over a decade by 66%. The bad news had to do with the budget.
And I'm afraid that was where I was heading.
Right.
How bad is it at this point if the governor's budget goes through?
Well, if the governor's budget goes through, our analysis says in the year FY13, we will be spending from state sources, state general fund, $59 million less than we're spending this year. And that's on top of a $44 million cut, of course, we took in the last biennium.
Is that something that can be made up through tuition hikes? And right now, when a student pays fees to the university, those fees don't necessarily stay with you. They go into the state general fund, and then you're dependent on the legislature to give you that money back. If you could raise your fees and then be able to keep what you raise, would that give you more flexibility?
Good question, Paul. And we do appreciate the fact that the governor put in his budget a recommendation that we do keep any growth in tuition. That is a help. To give you an idea, though, if we're talking $59 million, if we raise tuition 12% next year and 12% the year after, for a total of 26% compounded. That would generate about an extra $10 million a year. So that's $10 million out of 59. That's a help. We do think in the long run being able to maintain our tuition on campus has real value. It allows us to be more entrepreneurial. So we appreciate the governor taking that step. We also agree with the governor, I do, that economic development has to be a top priority for the state. Our concern is, can we be the anchor and the catalyst that we need to be with these kind of budget reductions?
Let's talk about that for a minute. One of the things that we have, and I know you know this question's coming, one of the things that Nevada has distinguished itself as is a logistics and distribution
Absolutely.
Hub. We had the supply chain management program, which I don't think was graduating as many people as some folks in the university, the dean of the business college
Sure.
would have liked. So that program was jettisoned. Where do you think we can distinguish ourselves as far as economic development and attracting businesses here? What can the university do, or what programs do we have in place that can help stimulate that economic engine?
I think that's a great question, Paul. And if we get a chance, I will talk about the logistics program, because we are retaining two people in supply chain management. We'll retain courses. As you pointed out, we didn't have very many majors. We would graduate 12 majors a year. Most of them would leave the state.
Is that a bad thing, though, when these people are going to Apple or to Chrysler or to GM, and to have University of Nevada graduates go out to some of these big companies that are prestigious? And one of my best friends growing up graduated from the supply chain management program and went to work for Chrysler, and he said he's sitting there with kids who went to Dartmouth and Cornell and Ohio State, and they were amazed in what he knew compared to what they knew.
Well, it's not a bad thing at all. The problem is we have 1,700 engineering majors, and I think engineering is absolutely critical to building a diversified economy. So we had to make choices.
What kind of engineering? I mean, it's not just building. We're also talking electrical engineering,
biomedical engineering, computer engineering. But historically, the program which flourished here and with respect to the economy was civil engineering, because of the huge construction business. Well, that construction business isn't looking so good. We always had, for example, strong electrical engineers, but they largely relocated to Silicon Valley, not because they didn't want to stay here, but because the businesses weren't here. I was at a small meeting in Seattle recently where Bill Gates Sr. was talking, and he explained that the most educated city in the United States is Seattle. Why is it educated? It's educated because they have a great university. But that university doesn't produce all that many graduates. But rather, because of the university, these companies like Microsoft and Amazon settled there, and then they attracted the educated workforce from the University of Nevada, from Stanford, from Harvard. And so we have a chicken and egg problem.
Well, and I also know we've been very fortunate. Some people, you know, from that supply chain management mm-hmm. program are working for Microsoft in Reno. And
True.
I think what Microsoft runs about 90% of their revenue, I might have that number wrong, somebody can correct me later, 90% of their revenue, though, I believe, comes through the state of Nevada.
I don't know the number. We're very glad to have Microsoft here. We wish they had
and
more of their engineers
too.
Here.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break and come back with more, and we'll get back to Paul's original question about what areas we should be going to with economic development. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10,000.com.
inside local entertainment. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, conversation continues here in the break.
Right.
But we're talking with Milton Glick. He's the president of the University of Nevada, based in Reno. And let's go back to Paul's original question about what areas should the university be going in terms of economic development?
Well, I think one area is obviously engineering. We need to attract more of those high-value businesses. Another area is biotechnology and biomedicine.
And you've already taken a major step towards that.
This magnificent new building, the Center for Molecular Medicine. This week, we've just licensed two technologies out of the School of Medicine. One, a test for a rare form of meningitis, and the other, a drug for muscular dystrophy.
What does that mean in revenue to the university?
It could mean a lot. It depends on whether drugs actually get to market. You know, it may cost $1 billion for a big pharma to take something to market. It may take 10 years. When we license, typically it's in the 5 to 10% royalty range. Then we share that license money between the university, the inventor, and the college or department of the inventor. It takes a very big home run to actually make a lot of money, and very few schools have done it. Florida did it with Gatorade. University of Wisconsin did it with vitamin D in the 20s, which is still responsible for 80% of their patent revenue, the follow-ups.
Well, and there's potential with the Wilmer-Peterson Institute
there
as well, that major drug companies want to be involved with them to produce medicines that I know in the embryonic stage right now. Let me broaden the topic here, because, you know, the governor lays out the initial budget, and now you have a four-month legislative session, we hope, probably longer. What is the strategy that Chancellor Dan Klage is saying to you presidents about how you should approach the legislatures? Are you personally going to be in Carson City lobbying? How's this going to work?
I will be in Carson City lobbying, as will the other presidents. I still believe the best way we can make an impact on the governor and the legislature is to do our job even better than we're doing it, and then tell our story better. We don't have leverage. What we have is a story to tell, and it's a very good story, in my opinion. At the same time, we need to put it in the context of the governor's priority of economic development. Finally, I think the critical element will be, will the business leaders and the civic leaders determine that higher education of a high quality is central to the future of Nevada? Because, you know, in a way, I'm the hired help. It's when the business community and the civic leadership say, this is important to the state. As I told our faculty and staff yesterday, what should be important is not what's good for the university, but what's good for the state.
Well,
if we aren't helping the state and helping it in broader terms than just business, then why do we exist?
And I absolutely agree with you. I think you're right. Higher education is important. How much is the university doing trying to mitigate issues in K-12? You know, we always hear people who graduated 15 years ago before Millennium Scholarships, when they look at the remedial programs in the catalog, it may have been a page, and now it's four or five pages. Are we really having at the university level to pick up the slack from kids who got the Millennium Scholarships but really weren't prepared to go to the university?
Great question, Paul. First of all, I've been in higher education 50 years. All 50 years of that, our faculty have complained if only the students were better. And, of course, it's true. But our job is to teach students we get, not the students we'd like to have. So how do we reduce remediation? First, important to know that at the university, the state does not cover any costs of remediation. It's totally funded by the students. Secondly, I meet regularly with Keith.
Sorry, just go back. So remedial education is funded by the students. It's not a
by
cost.
By the students at the university, not at the community college. Community college, the state contributes. We don't get to count the credits.
So somebody's taking an 096 or 09.
They're covering their costs. But that doesn't mean we feel good about that. And so I meet with Heath Morrison, who I think is dramatically effective at
Washington
making
County
the case, right? And with Maria, who is the president of, Maria Sheehan, who's the president of TMCC, and we meet every month and talk about this. So, for example, one of the things we're doing with Heath is we have a placement exam for math and a placement exam for English. It's called AccuPlacer. We have a lot of students that from that placement exam take end up in remediation. What we're doing in the Washoe County School District in a pilot and then a full way is we're going to give that same placement exam to high school juniors. And if they aren't going to be ready, Heath's going to take responsibility. The high school's going to take the responsibility to make them ready so that the remediation, as much as possible, gets done where it ought to be done before they get to college.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that kids are leaving the, you know, one grade without being able to read and being promoted, the government called it social graduation, that's absurd.
It is absurd, and I think that we're going to see a lot of changes in that.
Let's
certainly
talk about
hope so.
The other end of the spectrum.
About 30 seconds.
Real
sir.
Quick, Davidson Academy.
Yep.
It's at the University of Nevada. Are we working together with those kids and having some of those kids matriculate into Nevada and hopefully inventing some of those drugs that will provide us royalties? And
absolutely. Half of the first graduating class came to the University of Nevada. They came with as freshmen, but they already had 20 or 30 credits taken on the campus, so Davidson takes a lot of students. We also have gone from 6 to 38 National Merit Scholars on our campus. We want to keep Nevada's best and brightest.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. So many more questions. Come back soon, will you?
Always happy to,
all
Sam.
Right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 wings.
Piping hot all over town.
The latest from the legislature and Nevada Regents will hear a pitch Friday to build a first-class stadium at UNLV. Now, a Texas developer wants three arenas in downtown Las Vegas. We'll hear from him. One town, dueling arenas next, face-to-face.
Maria was in two accidents 5 days apart.
Injuries?
Pretty bad. The second actually made the first one worse.
Let me guess. The two insurance companies are fighting with each other.
Nobody wants to pay for it.
They'll drag it out forever.
File a motion. Get the court to treat this as one case. We'll take care of Maria first. Let them fight with each other all they want later.
Talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates. Successfully handling personal injury cases like yours for over 25 years.
I try to make it to sales, but I'm a busy girl. That's why I love RC Willie. They're everyday affordable. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 wings.
Piping hot all over town.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel here. Robin Reedy is here, partner in R Politics and former chief of staff to Governor Givens. Farida Black Prothro, business development manager for Nevada Arrhythmia Services, and community activist Martha Gould. Pleasure to have you all here. Let's start out with you, Robin. You know, all reports coming back to me say that the level of tension at the legislature is palpable.
Wouldn't surprise me. I've not been over there. I've taken a break from that. But I will tell you, eventually, it will end up in partisan bickering. It's just the natural way of things.
Paul, what has been your response? You're actually there every day.
Well, so far.
I mean, because this is the first week, and it's already different.
Sure. I think it's different because you have a governor who has solidified most the Republicans, you know, with maybe one or two exceptions. You don't have a lot of that inner party fighting that you've had, you know, in at least the past decade or so. So it does seem interesting that the Republicans are solidified, and there may be a few Democrats who aren't in lockstep with leadership plans. So that does make it different than we've seen in every session since I've been there, and I've been there since 1997.
As you look at the governor's budget, how different is it from the 2009 budget?
It's not very different, but I look at that as then saying this is a universal truth. This is the money that we have, and this is what we need to do. When you talk about taxes and taxes as the only solution, who do you tax? Do you tax the employer that just laid off people, or do you tax the people, you know, who don't have a job? These are hard issues that really need to have debate. I think it's unrealistic to think that a new governor coming in is going to be completely changed the tax structure of Nevada. They've been there 30 days or less, you know. So we really have to set things up for the next session. I think that's what needs to be done, and balance the budget, do the redistribution, and set things up for the next session, and working with business and the community to what they want Nevada to be.
You previously worked for Congressman Heller and Senator Ensign, and now you're in the business world. How do you view this?
Well, it's such a tough situation because you have to, as Robin was saying, decide who you're going to tax and also what you're going to cut. And who you're going to cut and what the impact of that will be. So it's not an easy thing, but, you know, in the business community, of course, you know, business people don't want any more taxes, and they don't want any more fees that really feel like a tax. Because if you're trying to expand your business, it's really tough to do that.
Or trying to survive.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's where we're at right now with a lot of these guys. There's just survival mode.
I want to bring Martha into this conversation.
I think that the big problem we're facing, and I have to agree with you, but you're not going to have economic development if we don't have a strong education system in this state. We're not going to have economic development. We're not going to build jobs. We're not. If low taxes were the only thing that people looked at in terms of coming to Nevada, we would have businesses knocking at our door. But they're going to look for the quality of life issues, for cultural issues, they're going to look for a strong education system, and we don't have the money to fund that.
But I agree, an education system in the long run,
absolutely,
it is an important part of economic development.
It's
but
vital.
Right now, business is coming in. When businesses move into a state, that's the largest expense they're ever going to have. I mean,
right.
Moving a business or developing a business. And they come into a state which, with an unknown tax, because of all the noise mm-hmm. out there, all the gray noise out there, talking about raising taxes, having taxes, and income tax, and that's not stable. And because we're such a low tax state, we can't give away anything. We
that's
can't
right.
give away anything to incentivize
sure.
these people to come
that's
in.
Right.
So they're looking at the short term of spending money.
Martha, Robin, Verita, aren't you proud of this governor? Because he's not just talking about keeping taxes low. He's actually talking about education reform and about stopping the social promotion and about making our K-12 system work, which I don't think it does now. And I'm saying that as a parent who's looking to spend a lot of money to send my kids somewhere other than the government-run schools.
I think one of the problems that we're facing, aside from the fact that we have an absolutely cockamamie tax structure in this state, going all the way back to 79 and 81 when we did the change, and everything that we're facing today was predicted in the Pricewaterhouse Urban Institute study that was done in the late 80s. And we've just kicked the problem down the road, and now the chickens have come home to roost. I think that from the point of view of local government, taking, first of all, they take money away from the local government. I've just seen what's going to happen to the county. And in turn, they're sending more services back to the county with no money to fund them. And it's the most incredible catch-22 I've ever seen in my 80 years on this earth.
But within the budget, there are things that may work better and may more legitimately be with the county. And I am proud of this governor, because K through 12 is a mess. The way, and I'm not saying the teachers are bad, I'm talking about the system. We have an Department of Education that doesn't report to the governor, reports to the legislature, that is only there every 2 years for 120 days, mm-hmm. and then they can sit on their hands the rest of the time. You know, so again, that
I've already read S70.
Yeah, so
all 267 pages
okay,
of it.
Brady, you get the last word.
Well, clearly, education has to be a priority in the whole scheme of things, and everything else needs to work around that, because if we have ignorant children, that's going to impact our state for many, many years to come. And there are a lot of people who can't afford to send their kids to private schools, so it has to be fixed.
That's why I love the idea of vouchers.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
After the age of 40, most women get into the mirror and they do a little temporary fix. When you have the quick lift done, it's not a temporary in the mirror thing, it's lasting.
Look completely refreshed and years younger in one easy step.
I feel amazing. I never thought a quick procedure could be that easy and have such a great result.
Be one of the thousands of women just like Janet who are enjoying the lasting beauty of the quick lift. Call 1-800-321-LIFT today.
America's largest selection of furniture at America's lowest prices. And for 4 days only, get complete rooms at even lower prices. Get this sofa, loveseat, chair, cocktail table, two end tables, two lamps, two candle holders, and decorative tray. All 11 pieces for just $9.98. The complete room, including accessories, ready to go. Get this dining table and four chairs for just $3.98. Or choose this queen bed, dresser, mirror, nightstand, and chest for just $8.98. Hurry, quantities are limited. 4 days only at more furniture for less.
80% of all Toyota Corollas sold in the last 20 years are still on the road. So when another car company says their car is like a Corolla, well, just so you know, it isn't. The Toyota Corolla, like other cars, only better. Get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a sporty new 2010 Corolla, or lease a new Corolla LE for just $169 per month. Visit your Toyota dealer today. Toyota.
When accidents happen, where can you turn? Galloway & Jensen, one of Reno's finest personal injury law firms. Bob and Graham have over 50 years' experience defending folks just like you. They know how insurance companies defend claims. They know how they'll evaluate your injury. And they know when to take them to court.
Why go it alone against the insurance companies?
Call us today. We'll fight for you.
Call Galloway & Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Also, check out our blogs at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Some fascinating reading.
Sam, next week we have Lynn Warney, Robert Eitoven, Warren Hardy, and Randolph Townsend, two former state senators.
It'll be a fascinating week of shows. We'll see you next